Life is about love. So precious, so divine. Not a child's production.
Listen to the voices in your heart. Whoa. Whatever you do, remember it's a part of you. Although you're caught between love and hate, yeah, your heart will help you heal the pain. So I say now, easy come, easy go. Never gonna stay with you. Got to work harder, you should know. Yeah. Life is not easy, it has its ups and downs. But your heart, listen to your heart. Listen to the voices in your heart. Whatever you do, remember it's always with you. It may seem the choice is really hard to make, but your heart, have a little faith. Mixed messages to evaluate, but to the Father, have a little faith. Listen to the voices in your heart, be strong.
Yes, that's a familiar voice to many people around the place here on Hello. Reggae Space. And right on cue, hello, Higher Purse.
You hear me now?
Yes, I'm hearing you. You hearing me?
Yes, yes, good, good.
That's good, that's good.
Yeah, just muted the radio.
Okay, that's great, that's great. That should make a big difference. You sound quite fine. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing great tonight on this.
Yeah. I was just rinsing out that track that you made, Voices. I'm going to start it back again, but you might want to tell me a little bit about it. Voices?
Okay, you know, Voices is basically, I got this rhythm from this producer in the U.S. And when he sent me the rhythm, I had this friend online. She was my very first friend on Facebook. She was having some difficulties and she didn't know what to do, and I was sitting behind listening to the rhythm, talking to her at the same time on the internet, and I just started writing this song, Listen to the Voices in Your Heart, because, you know, just to give her some encouragement. And that's how that song came about.
Okay. Your first friend on Facebook could give some encouragement because she was having some trouble. What, man trouble?
Yeah, you can say that, as well as children, you know, trouble with our children, as well as, you know.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's let off the track. It's entitled Voices, coming from the voice of Higher Purse. Just to let people know, right now, live on Reggae Space, Yendis and Higher Purse in conversation. Tell all your family and friends to lock it in.
Life is about love. So precious, so divine. Not a child's production.
Listen to the voices in your heart. Whoa. Whatever you do, remember it's a part of you. Although you're caught between love and hate, yeah, your heart will help you heal the pain. So I say now, easy come, easy go. Never gonna stay with you. Got to work harder, you should know. Yeah. Life is not easy, it has its ups and downs. But your heart, listen to your heart. Listen to the voices in your heart. Whoa. Whatever you do, remember, it's always with you.
It may seem the choice is really hard to make, but your heart have a little faith. Mixed messages to evaluate, but to the Father have a little faith. Listen to the voices in your heart, be strong.
Well, Higher Purse, I'm sure the person that you're talking about here appreciated this song. Did they feed that back to you?
Yes, they appreciated the song, you know. But, you know, Yandis, I forgot to greet the listeners, you know.
Well, go ahead.
I didn't know that I was on live a while ago.
Okay.
I just want to give a big shout out to Caribbean Queen, DJ Queenie, Dogs, Cody, Jack, Janetta, Linford, Lion of Duda, Mama J, Promotant, Smalley, I don't know, Spoon of Eight, Big Respect, Lentard, I don't know, Big Respect every time, thanks to all the listeners, you know, Big Respect to you guys for being here today.
Enough respect for that Higher Purse. And just to let people know, if you want to get a glimpse of Higher Purse, he is in the video chat room right now, so you can share the experience with Goodies in here as well, Lioness of Judah, Promotants, Dentra D. We're all in video chat if you want to get a glimpse of myself and Goody and Higher Purse live on the video chat. But yes, coming back to this track, she must have felt really, really appreciative for having songs written and sung for her. I'm wondering if, you know, if somebody was to ask you whether you'd write a song for them.
Sometimes some experience, you know, sometimes some experience touch you and you just write about it.
Yes.
For me, writing songs is basically easy, you know. I have to be passionate about what I'm writing about.
Right.
You know, if the subject matter is X, I stick to the subject matter and write about the subject matter.
Because,
you know, sometimes writing a song, I just want to get the first bar, the first line. When I get the first line correct, yeah, I can just work from there.
I see. Because this goes back a long while, your skill with words, because I believe you used to write poetry.
Yes, I used to write poetry and songs from school days, you know, but I never really take that nothing. It's just something that I just put pen to paper, you know, and just happy like that. I never really tried to do anything with it until about 2002.
Right, right. But along the way, I think you win competitions with your rhymes or your poetry. Just a question, do your poetry have a rhyme in it, or is it, you know, the prose, the freestyle?
Sometimes it's something that you feel, you know, like the first thing that I published was a poem called Body and Soul. I since recorded it, just recently I recorded it. The song is not even mixed as yet.
All right.
But that song, that poem Body and Soul, I wrote it. There was this competition in 2001, I think. No, 2002. The A Jamaica Sandals Poetry Competition. And I sent it in. I didn't even know that it was going to win. I just sent it in just being a part of the program.
Right, right.
And I was very much surprised when it won first prize.
Oh. So that must encourage you, yes?
Yeah, that is when I got encouragement, and then after that poem, I went and linked up with this young artist, and he took me to a studio the very first time.
So
I started to basically hang around the studio from then.
So the competition was an island-wide competition, yes, in Jamaica?
Yes, it was an island-wide competition, and when I listened to it on the radio, listened to the results on the radio, the poetry was judged by guests.
Okay.
You know, it was at the Sandals Resort in Montego Bay, and it was judged by the guests, so there was no bias in it.
I see. So from there, you start to take it up more professionally, the wordsmithing.
I'm sorry, say again?
Yeah, I'm wondering if from there you start to take it up a little bit more seriously, the skill you have with words.
Exactly. From there I started to, you know, really write. And then when I started going to the studio, I learned how to write music in order to fit on a rhythm as it respect to writing 8 bars, 4 bars, 12 bars, 16 bars, and so on, just to ensure they fit on the rhythm and it can, you know, it can work with the rhythm.
Right. But before that, I believe you were writing songs for other people to sing?
Yes. That was the reason why I went into the studio, to ensure that I get my composition on the radio, because I've been listening to some of the things that are being played on the radio, and sometimes I don't think that people really sit down and write things that are in logical sequence.
Right.
You know, and I believe that I have something to say and I want it to be heard.
Yes.
So
yes.
I decided to go to the studio.
So you write some lyrics, hoping that some artists would take them and sing them, but did that work out?
No, it didn't work out. Let me tell you what I think I didn't know at the time, that artists don't really like to take another man's work because of the rights. The writer's rights, and I didn't know all of those things until later on.
Oh, I see.
Because they're not going to get the writer's rights to a song they refuse, so I'm singing it.
I see.
So when I found that out, I decided to do my own demo and started to do my copyrights, because I've been giving out these compositions to artists and I'm not sure whether or not they're going to take it as their own and license it as their own. So I started to do my own demo from that time and registered with Jamaica Association of Composers, Artists and Producers.
I see.
A royalty company in Jamaica called JCAP.
JCAP. So the basic, if I understand it right, is that they would get less out of it if they sing your song compared to if they were to sing a song that they write themselves.
Exactly. What I understand is that the writer is the owner of the song, not the person who performed the song.
Right. Okay, so
from there I started to do my own demo.
Okay.
And from there, in order for me to get my voice out there now, I started to form my own label in order to do my own production, producing artists to sing my song.
Right, okay. So true, nobody else was taking your songs and using them, you used them yourself.
Yeah, exactly, that's what I started to do. Because I believe that I have something to say in my composition and I want it to be heard.
Right. And just thinking about the topics that you use when you're writing, I'm looking at this next track, Challenges of Life. This is something I believe, you know, just from listening to it, it's something that touches you.
Exactly. Yeah, Challenges of Life is, it's like life in general, you have a lot of challenges in life. You have, and one of the biggest challenges in life is love, romance.
Right.
You know, and one of the biggest challenges that for a man to know a woman and a woman to know a man, so that they can be able to interrelate.
Yes. And that formed the inspiration for this track.
Say again?
And this is where your inspiration for this track come from.
Yes, the inspiration from this track came from my own relationship at that time.
Okay, well, I won't delve too deep into that. We'll just listen to the track. It's entitled The Challenges of Life. It comes from the artist Higher Purse, live here in our virtual studios here on Reggae Space.
Sometimes I'm out, sometimes I'm down, but I want you to know that I always think of you. Sometimes I'm glad, sometimes I'm mad. What keeps me going is to know that you're my world. You are the moon, yeah, you are the rain. You are the sun that drives my darkness away. Come on me closer, love me the most.
and let us love each other till we're old and gray. You are the only one in my life, baby. We'll be together till the end of the life. Come with me, girl, don't you worry about it, baby. Give it a fight, and we will live through all the challenges of life. You are the only one in my life, baby. We'll be together till the end of the line. Come with me, girl, don't you worry about it, baby. Give it a fight, and we will live through all the challenges of life. Can you think, my lady, that I don't love you?
Love you.
Oh, can you ever think that I don't even care? Life has its pain. It is a rough game. So we can't prevent all the challenges we face. It's a part of life. This we have to fight. Don't you know that faith moves mountains, even though it's hard, I refuse to surrender. I will endeavor, to give you all of my best.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people who will take some encouragement from that track, Challenges of Life from Higher Purse, here with us live on Reggae Space. What kind of response are you getting from that track, Higher Purse?
I'm sorry, say again?
Yeah, I'm wondering what kind of response you're getting from that track.
You know, I got a lot of love from the ladies for that track, you know?
Yes.
It is hard to say, it's overwhelming, you know, really. A lot of ladies love the track because it seems deep to them. It is something that I feel. It's like my true feelings are wrote in that song.
Yes, I can tell that. That's the impression I get. It's quite passionately delivered, and it's heartfelt, you know?
Exactly.
All right. Well, big up all those who are listening right now. Big up Selector Young Lux, who's just touched down. Likewise, Red Line. Janetta's on the bass. Big up Lioness of Judah. Yes, we're talking to Higher Purse here on Reggae Space. So you reached the part where you first go into the studio and you started doing your own works. What kind of output, what were the first things you were working on at that time?
When I got to the studio the first time, as I said, I used to do demo. There's this youngster, the engineer Shanton, was the first person to give me a break in the voice box. And, you know, I have to big him up as well.
Sure.
And I have to big up Booth, who makes the rhythm. You know, our Roscoe's crew, you don't know, Shanton and Booth. They are the two that really encouraged me to go further in the music.
Okay, so you know? Shanton and Booth, they
Shanton and Booth. Sean is the engineer for Roscoe's.
Right.
Booth plays all the beats for Roscoe's.
So, when did Roscoe's come about? Was that the same time, or you formed Roscoe's a little later?
Roscoe's came about after a few years of frustration, you know, not getting any artists to sing my production. So I decided to form my own label,
right,
and my own production. Because at that time, within that few years from 2002 until 2006, I took time out to learn aspects of the business.
Right.
As a result of that, for me to get my rights, my royalties and so on, I have to have a company. So I found Roscoe's, so I can do my registration.
Yes.
You know, Roscoe's is a registered company in Jamaica. And from that, I could take the certificates to various organizations like Jamaican Music Society.
Yes.
You know, to register as a producer, and so that I can get my royalties as a producer.
Yes, yes.
So, Roscoe's came about in 2006.
Okay, so you do everything properly. You know, we have the papers and the registration and the license and everything.
Exactly.
Okay, so
that is how you have to do business nowadays, you know, because if you're in the music and you want to take the music as a business, you have to do it the proper way. Yes, you will be recording. You'll be producing, you'll be sending out songs out there, and you won't see the benefit of it later on.
Right, right. So it's more beneficial.
No, one don't expect to see benefits out of music right now, but the next 20 years you should see something out of it.
Okay. So it is a slow start while you're getting established, but in the longer run, everything, you know, will come right.
As long as you have the necessary business aspect of it in place, you will get the benefits later on in life.
I guess that's a lesson that really a lot of people need to learn, because I get the impression that people are making music and making it available via the internet and SoundCloud and whatever. And it seems like the priority is just to get heard rather than to actually set a solid foundation.
See, that is, I think some people may have the concept of quick sale and small profit, you know. I basically want to get, I would rather take a year to put out one song and get the necessary business aspect of it the correct way.
Right.
You know, the necessary registration, get the ISRC code so that whenever it is played, if it even 0.01 cent, it adds up over the years, over the next 20 years, it adds up.
Yes.
So you will see the benefit when you retire, when you can't work anymore.
All right. You're taking the longer view.
Exactly.
So when you formed Ross Cutters, what were the first projects you were working on?
The first project I worked on was a mini album called Challenges of Life.
Right.
Which from that album came about, the track Challenges of Life. And that track was built by Booth. We called the project The Challenge Rhythm.
Okay.
The intention of that project was not to be a compilation, but it eventually turned out to be one of the biggest compilations I've done.
Right.
While I was recording Challenges of Life on that rhythm, another artist was in the studio and he liked the rhythm and he wanted to go on it. So a few weeks after that, I decided to record him on the rhythm. Then Norris Mann was in the studio at the time, heard the rhythm. And while the other artist was recording, he sat in the studio and used his BlackBerry and wrote a song and went inside the box and recorded a song the same day.
Okay.
My production for having various artists put production is basically came about accidentally, you know, I should say forcefully, because it wasn't my intention at the time.
I see.
But given the situation, I just work with it.
Yes. So
Challenge Rhythm was the first project that really put out.
Right. So
after Challenges of Life.
So you met the single and people like the single and like the rhythm and they just want to jump on it. So that's another bit of encouragement, yes?
Exactly. You know, do you know that there was at least 25 tracks before I really mastered that rhythm? And after I finished mastering the rhythm, I've been getting tracks from overseas, Canada, US and England to go on the rhythm. And that time the rhythm was already published.
Ah.
And I've heard, when I go on like a YouTube, I heard like other artists recording on the rhythm same.
Okay. All right. So how that work now? When you never hear about it, but you hear them on YouTube.
No, I don't worry about it, because as I said, I have the business aspect of it done already. So whatever they do, the ownership of the rhythm is by Ross Cutters.
Yes. So while
also there's and the. The rhythm is sent out there with the ISRC code and the various codes so that we can track it from there.
Okay. And while they're just doing a one-off and not really making any sales, it's not a worry to you, but if somebody was to, you know, make a really successful version using your rhythm, that's when you would start to get your payback, is it?
Eventually, Ross Cutters would capitalize on that, yes.
Right. So after Challenges Rhythm, you discover that there is you know, you might have a talent in rhythm CDs. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, and you know, working with Sean and Booth, they give me a lot of encouragement.
Yes, well, big up Sean and big up Booth, because where did you go from after the Challenges?
Say again?
Where did you move on to? What was the next project after the Challenges Rhythm?
The next project was the Old School Rhythm.
All right.
You know, and even before that, we had before the challenge rhythm, we worked on the Twilight Rhythm, but we did not really officially release the Twilight Rhythm because I believe that we still have some more work to do on the Twilight Rhythm. There are some more artists that I want to record on the Twilight Rhythm, and we should be releasing a full album of the Twilight Rhythm shortly.
Oh right, okay. So you're gonna do some more work and get some more artists, and then put that one out as well.
Exactly.
Right. So then the old school rhythm come in.
The old school rhythm came about because I looked at what does that mean around the world as opposed to what does that mean in Jamaica. In Jamaica, people are more going for the faster rhythm, the dancehall rhythm, but I am more passionate about the roots and reggae style. I like that type of rhythm.
Yes.
Because I believe that when you're doing production and you're writing a song or you're singing a song, you need to say something that to edify the people, not just only to get a hype in a dance hall or to get a forward, but something that is sustainable.
Yes.
You know? So that's one of the reasons why I chose the slower type of rhythm, because I need to have sustenance in the business.
Right. And this is another one from Booth. Hiya, Purs.
Say again?
Yes, I'm wondering if this is another one that was created by Booth.
Yes, the old school rhythm was created by Booth as well, yes.
Okay, well, I'd like to just... you probably know that I made a little medley mix of one or two of the tracks on the old school rhythm. Did you hear that?
Yes, that was great.
Yes, well, I feel, you know, it might be useful for the people then to hear just one or two of the voices that you managed to get on the old school rhythm, just to make them understand a little bit about what's involved in creating a rhythm CD, okay?
Exactly.
Yeah, Roscoe's production. Paramantic in the function. Yo, hey, me have a bone, me want to fix, so everybody please this. Could I want somebody rock, make every man a feel this. Say better up a foreign, I don't believe it. Come me there, they so fierce, and then they pass up fakeness. Only thing where we are foreign, a pain and anguish. Over them, me learn fi kill and no fi build hatred. When me drop back in the rock, me feel the love and safeness. All I who no love,
yes,
the rock, just
took
off like
me. Please don't let me on, hey. No matter what I'm. He just not let me out. No, he go living on no broad. Hey, not let me out. No matter how it hard. He just not let me out. Hey, he go living on no broad.
You know much man reach a foreign, take up I think is a bed of rose. Home cause I'm deporting him, come back I wear him brother clothes. Things change, I too line, you should have made my rose. Now you left your beam at him foreign, fan can't approach a pose. Him drop a yard, him never stop to cook a bed for sleep on. I seen milk and him a feel you steam keep on. Now me hear about juice and bread, him a feep on. Caramanti and smoky bend.
He just not let me out, hey. No matter how it hard. He just not let me out. No, she go living on abroad. Hey, not let me out. No matter how it hard. He just not let me out. Hey, she go living on abroad.
I never meant to hurt you. I never wanna make you cry. But sometimes there is no control. The feelings cannot lie. And there are some little things have you rest on my mind. But I know, girl, you are chosen. Cause I can't think of no one else with whom I'd rather be. Baby, it's you or no one else to share my dreams with me. Baby, can't think of nothing, no one with whom I'd rather be, baby. You are chosen. Oh. Remember the days we walk hand in hand on the bench, sipping and coconut juice, feeling a romantic mood. But those days are gone, yeah. I'm all alone, yeah. And I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know why. Yeah. But I can't think of no one else with whom I'd rather be. Baby, it's you or no one else to share my dreams with me. Lady, I can't think of nothing, no one who might lie to me. Baby, you are the one
who's making it wild. You got the robot to play the DJ song. Wow, I'm into a woman who live like a wild.
From poverty, them need immunity. Give the ghetto youth more opportunity and show them more love in the community. Give the ghetto youth more opportunity and teach them how to work hard in unity. Give the youth worldwide more opportunity, more opportunity. Why? We need more school and factory. More prison them a bill and that is not satisfactory. Freedom of choice, me want the youth them feedback me. What is your work the gun them, me know say it is not me. Me red rust but as one of the first man device. Give me the opportunity, the world know say it nice. Now get me in a Europe, no youth start splice. Get the youth in need of opportunity, no need remind me. Them some opportunity. From poverty, them need immunity. Give the ghetto youth more opportunity and show them more love in the community. Give the ghetto youth more opportunity and teach them how to work hard in unity. Give the youth worldwide more opportunity.
Oh yeah, yeah. What's wrong, what's wrong? Somebody please tell me what's wrong with me nation, yeah. What's wrong, what's wrong? If you don't know, only if you tell me, yeah. What's wrong, what's wrong? Somebody please tell me what's wrong with me people, then. What's wrong, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, Mr. Shatta said there is no work in town. Him have to call like a food to put the next man down. Last night, everybody heard the sound. In the morning, nobody, they on the compound, yeah. In fear for their lives, nobody now go a station with no information. So, Mr. Brown grabbing wife, sell him house and him car, and come back to England, yeah. What's wrong, what's wrong? Somebody please tell me what's wrong with me nation, yeah. What's wrong, what's wrong? If you don't know, yeah, only if you tell me, yeah. Mr. Shatta said there is no work in town. Him have to call like a food before the next man down. Last night, everybody hear the sound. In the morning, dead body, dead on the compound, yo. In fear for the lives, nobody know no one station with no information, yo. Mr. Brown grab him wife, tell him house, and him car, and go back on London, yeah. What's wrong, what's wrong? Somebody please tell me what wrong with me.
Well, you got five pieces on the old school rhythm, all courtesy of Russ Cutter's music, headed up by Higher Purse. Just to let you know, Higher Purse, we are getting a little bit of disturbance over the mic. I'm not sure what's causing it, but hopefully you can improve that as we go along. Big respects to all those who have been listening in right now. I saw Mr. Feelgood Touchdown briefly a short while ago. Big up Linus of Judah, Red Lion. Big up Dags and Denture D. DJ Queen is here. Big up yourself, Gemini, BDA, Goody, Large Up Jack Queen, Sister Moon, Linford Nugent, Linus of Judah. Big up Nubian Queen, and Promotance is on the base providing us with information in the shout box. Big up for that. Large Up Sandman, Selector Young Lux, Somali. Big respects all the listeners, all those who are seen and unseen. We don't mind how you take your reggae space as long as you take it and enjoy the vibe. How many in total have you got on the old school rhythm, Higher Purse?
I have 11 artists on the old school rhythm.
11? Boy, I don't know what's causing this disturbance. I don't know if you have a stand you can put the mic on, or you have the window open. It sounds like the wind is blowing or something, but it's quieter now. Okay, cool. And what is involved? You know, it seems to me like a major project to get all the artists on a rhythm. Is it as difficult as I suspect it is?
It is kind of difficult sometimes, you know, because sometimes when you have a plan in place, you have to basically find the artist that you want on the rhythm.
Right.
You know, this rhythm was slated to be released 6 months before it was.
Right.
There's this artist, Caramante, that I wanted on the rhythm. She is basically from Canada. She came to Jamaica and she was introduced to the rhythm. She started to write a song for the rhythm. I said to her, look, I would like you to have a combination with Smokey Benz. I linked Smokey Benz. He said he has no problem with the combination, but we didn't have we didn't get the studio time. I didn't get both artists in the studio at the time.
Right.
So Caramante went back to Canada and she came back about 6 months after.
Oh.
We went into the studio and because the vibe that we had 6 months before, I remember basically the melody that Smokey Benz was using, as well as the melody that Caramante was using.
Yes.
So when they went back to the studio, they asked me what they wanted. I said, okay, I want to see what you guys were doing before. So I reminded them of the melody and some of the words that they used to use, because I take notes of those things.
Yes, yes.
And Smokey Benz was vising the rhythm again and was looking for something different. And I gave him the same melody that he had and the same first four bars that he had. And he just went back into the studio and was building that.
Okay.
And we had a nice song.
But you had to delay while Caramante was outside, out the country.
Exactly.
Okay.
So sometimes you want to finish a project at a certain time, but because of circumstances, you have to delay.
So you have to have a certain amount of patience sometime.
Yes, it happens sometimes.
Right, right. Well, just to let people know which cuts on the rhythm we just heard, Caramante and Smokey Benz were up top. We had a track from Natty King, You Are Chosen. Higher Purse himself done a cut, Rubber Dub. We had an artist by the name of Shaka Po talking about more opportunity for the youths. And the final one was Wildlife saying what's wrong, identifying the problems with the Jamaican society at the moment. I do believe the Natty King track, You Are Chosen, is another one that you wrote. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. You know, that was one of the most difficult tune to get published, you know, because Natty King is so busy, you can hardly get a hold of him.
Right.
You know, so I had to pin him down one day in the studio and he said, okay, I need the track tonight. When we got to the studio, there was someone recording in the studio. We had to wait for some time outside. So I had already done a demo on my cell phone.
Yes.
So I gave him the demo to go and listen to while he was outside, and he listened to the demo and so okay, let's go and do it. So when the studio was available, we went inside there and we went through the song, you know, and get it done. And it was a beautiful song.
It is, yes, it is.
And one of the reasons why I really I wanted Natty King on that track from a year before. I spoke to him a year before about to get him on the track. But after that time, we lost contact, and you know. And then I found him back at the first studio I went to, and we get reacquainted and we started to work together again.
Okay, okay. Well, I don't know if you can say this, but is there any particular track that is doing more rotation, is getting more response, would you say?
Yes, there's a track called it is done by Chaos. I'm trying to remember the name of the track. Chaos did a track called oh gosh, I can't remember the track.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
But this track is done by Chaos. It's getting a lot of rotation internationally.
Okay.
When I look at the playlist internationally, especially in Norway, you find that that track is getting a lot of rotation.
I see. You know? It's in Norway, all the Europeans.
Yes. Yes, we're getting a lot of rotation from the Europeans, UK, like Natural Black is getting a lot of rotation in UK. You have Wildlife getting a lot of rotation in Europe.
Yes.
Aya Purse in US. You know, so we have each artist doing their thing in different countries.
Cool, that's really nice. Great. Well, just to let people know, it is Yendis on a Tuesday night in conversation with Aya Purse, CEO of Russ Cutter's Music, responsible for a variety of different rhythms, including the one you just heard, the old school rhythm, which came about really as a response to the current trend in Jamaica for more up-tempo dancehall, even computer sounds, I think this is your statement to try and get people to come back to the old time rhythms. Is that right?
You see, I specifically ask both to give me a rhythm with an old time flavor, not one of the new type of one drop rhythm. I want an old time flavor rhythm. That's one of the reasons why I name it old school.
Yes,
you know. So he made several attempts, and I said, no, I don't want it, I want, you know, and then when I got what I wanted, I said, okay, fine, stick with that.
Right, okay. Okay, that's cool. I mean, you seem determined, and it's like a passion with you to try and resurrect the old style of reggae music to counter some of the new trends.
I believe there's value in the old time style, because if you look, when you were youngster, the value that your parents instill in you is totally different from what is happening in today's world.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do is to reestablish the old time values in our music, in our children, and all those things.
Yes. Well, I have to agree with you. You know, some of the music nowadays, it I don't know what it is. It may be the technology making it so easy for people to go in their bedroom and create a rhythm, and you know, it just seems a little bit easy, and that impacts on the quality. You see me?
That is so true, because in order for me to have the quality, I had to go through various stages, because when I do recording, I may not mix at the same studio I record, and when I finish my mixing, I ensure that I do my master, and I went to some, I would like to Tuff Bang to do my master, because they have a good quality master in studio. And the master and engineer has a lot of experience.
Right.
Here's this last picture of me on the shout box.
Yes.
That is me and the master and engineer Spider in the studio doing the mastering of the old school rhythm at that time.
And you see the question about that from Red Lion. Do you have your own multi-track mixing?
No, we don't use it anymore. No, I have a 1 terabyte hard drive that I used to work with.
Right.
So I take that to the studio with me to do my work. Okay. When I finish with the mixing, I copy the album on the CD and take it to the mix the mastering studio to get it mixed, get it mastered.
Okay. Is that something you want to move towards, you know, having all the facilities in your own place, or are you happy to, you know, just do your bit and then get other people to do their bit?
My aim is really to have a first-class production studio.
Right.
You know, it's going to take some time. I've already done my feasibility study, know the costing, the equipment that I'm going to need and all those things.
Right.
So just some, you know, to move towards putting everything together. It's going to take some time, but that is my aim.
Cool.
Get my own studio up and running.
It seems like to me that you seem very focused. You know what you want, and you rather go through the preparation properly before you launch into something.
There's a thing called preparation and planning.
Yes.
I learned that from a youngster in school. I was in the Cadet Corps. The Cadet Corps basically steered my life for me. It saved my life. And I must give thanks to the Jamaica Combined Cadet Force. Because that is the organization that basically helps you to focus in life. You know?
Yeah. So that was had a major impact on you. What do you call it? The Cadet Corps.
Yeah, the Cadet Corps.
And that's kind of to do with the services?
It's a paramilitary organization that you have as schoolboys. You have it in school.
Oh, right. Okay, yes. I understand that. We have an equivalent over here, you know, where young people have a taste of the services, Army, Navy, exactly. and such. Okay, that's
and
interesting.
Airports. We have the same here.
Right. And it's interesting you say that. The phrase that came to my mind was, he who fails to plan plans to fail.
Exactly. Right. People fail to prepare to fail. That is what we used to say.
All right. Okay. Cool. All right. Big respects to everyone who's on base right now. Big up. Oh, look how many people in the video chat right now. Big up Higher Purse himself. Goodies here. Promotants. Jacqueline Sister Moon. Linford Nugent's over here. And Linus of Judah. Big up Mr. Feelgood and Caribbean Queen. I see Red Line in the place as well. Big respects to all those who are joining us in this video chat. You can see myself and Higher Purse on cam. This next track I got lined up, it's entitled Bittersweet, and it's a Mark remix. So that means there was a next version before, as you said.
Yes, Bittersweet Love is the very first track I recorded.
Right.
Officially, the very first track. It was really an encouragement from this DJ. He had a little studio and I was encouraged to go there and do the recording. When I did that track, the response I got from it was very good, and I decided to do a remix of it because I was not satisfied with the first production, the quality of the first production. I was not satisfied with it.
Yes.
So I decided to do a remix.
Okay.
And Friends for We had this rhythm called Guidance, and when I listened to the rhythm, it fits the song perfectly. So I went to the studio and speak with the producer and said, I would love to record on that rhythm. He said, go ahead. So I did the remix on Bittersweet Love.
Bittersweet love. What we share, oh, what a bittersweet love we share. It's going nowhere. Can't believe you really don't care. Now my heart is breaking. Sometimes I'm all alone and I wonder what time are you coming home. I cannot believe it. God knows I feel it worldwide. What a bittersweet love we share. It's going nowhere. Can't believe you really don't care. Now my heart is breaking. Sometimes when I'm all alone and I wonder what time are you coming home. I cannot believe it. God knows I feel it worldwide. Here comes a time when a man has to stand up for what he believes. Think of the leaves in the trees, the birds and the bees, all they run away. I'm trying to go, I live and I hope. Can't you see, I'm finding it rough. Oh, why would I be the sweet love we share? It's going nowhere. Can't believe you really don't care. Now my heart is breaking. Sometimes when I'm all alone and I wonder what time are you coming home. I cannot believe it. God knows I feel it one while. Bittersweet, bittersweet love. Oh,
yes, that seems to fit perfectly on the lyrics, considering, you know, the lyrics come from several years before, and the rhythm was probably a little bit more recent. They seem to fit together very nicely.
Exactly. You know, that song was recorded in 2003, though.
Right. Okay.
That was my very first recording. It was done in 2003.
And do you notice a difference in...
And the rhythm... It was made last year.
Right. I'm wondering now if you notice a difference as the years go past of your lyrics and your production. It's improving over the years. What do you say?
I believe that everything improves with experience. Now,
yes.
You know, I've seen the improvement, and also the experience that I gained from my past project. I capitalize on it for the future project.
Right. That's good. Yes, great. I remember you mentioned that on the old school rhythm, you're enjoying quite a lot of success in Europe. And I noticed also that you're intending to do a European tour. Is that right?
Yeah, basically, my management team is taking care of the planning.
Right.
The European tour first concern. I don't have all the details, except that that we are looking to go into France, I think Italy, Sweden. I'm not sure, but I think it's a 4-country tour. I'm not sure exactly what the country is about. It is right now.
Yeah.
But all the details are being taken care of by my management team.
Okay, so it's not that you have links in these countries. I read on your website, in your bio, that it's Spain, Italy, Switzerland, and Sweden. It's not that you necessarily have links out there, but your management team might do.
Now, when I was on the tour in Florida, I got a link from someone, I think he's in Italy.
Yeah.
So I just put them onto my management team, and the negotiation start from there.
Okay.
I'm not sure the stage. I'm not sure where it's right now. The last time I heard is that the promoter was seeking permission from the various countries in order to bring in the reggae artists.
Right, because there's a recent change, I do believe, in the way that these things operate, and that all Jamaican artists need to be registered with a certain organization in Jamaica before they can tour in Europe. You hear about this?
I saw some communication about that. JERIA, Jamaica, yes. Reggae Industry Association.
That's it.
I have been a member of the Jamaica Reggae Industry Association within the second year of its existence.
Oh, okay.
So I am aware of what is happening right now.
Okay.
I've been here in the longest while, but I need to go and see what is happening at this time, because I've been so busy. Sometimes when they call the meeting, I don't have time to attend. Sometimes I will call some contact person on the phone to find out what is happening.
Right.
I haven't had the time to attend the meetings the last couple of months.
It's like the European circuit is utilizing JARA to vet, you know, to filter the artists that they should encourage to come to their countries. It's like I guess they must have had some problems in the past, you know, and this is their way of trying to minimize those problems in the future.
I think that JERIA is somewhat affiliated with the government in order to market the product of our artists. Like through one of our government ministry, I think it is the Ministry of Culture.
Right.
I'm not sure. I may be wrong there, but it has some government involvement,
right.
Government support.
Okay.
And they wanted to standardize the industry.
Right.
The JERIA is around. If you have an issue, for example, you're putting on a show and you're trying to get the permits approved.
Yeah.
JERIA can assist you from time to time in order to go through some red tapes.
Okay. Well, that's it sounds like a good thing, because for a long time artists seem to be complaining that Jamaica, the government, doesn't really support the reggae industry, even though the reggae industry brings enough tourism and generates a fair amount of income, and you know, is flying the flag of Jamaica worldwide.
That is so true, but you know what is ironic about that, Dennis, is that a lot of the Jamaican artists are not members of the of Jerea.
Oh.
And I think that is a way of encouraging them to be a part of the organization.
Yes, yes. Okay, well, I think it's a positive move. It might sound a little
bit... I think so too. I've read all the communication from them, and I'm in total agreement with it.
Good, good. Well, I hope it leads to positive moves in the reggae industry, the Jamaican reggae industry, because, you know, as I say, some people have been complaining that really Jamaican government don't really recognize and support and encourage reggae music as an industry. And that seems strange when it is the birthplace of the genre, and people are taking it up all over the world and look at Jamaica as its birthplace.
Let me tell you one other thing that I've experienced, and this is my own experience, is that people in the upper echelon of society doesn't really support reggae music.
Right.
But the government sees reggae music as a source of income, you know, bringing foreign exchange, bringing tourism to the country.
Yeah.
So therefore, we as artists lobby to form a group which was established as Jamaica Reggae Industry Association in order to go to the government to lobby for benefits for our artists.
Okay.
So that's the real reason for Jerea establishment.
I see.
To ensure that the artists get their first their you know, the government may need to do something for us, and the Jerea team would go to my lobby for whatever we need to get done.
Right, so provide some representation for the artists.
Exactly. Oh,
I see. That's good. Okay. I know that you're still hard at work in producing new music. I do believe you have an album due to be produced and released over the coming months. How are you doing with that?
Well, currently I am working on two albums. I am working on another album called for me personally, as well as the Poor Man Rhythm. The Poor Man Rhythm is a compilation of various artists.
Right.
Then I'm working on an album called Baby Girl.
Okay.
That should be out shortly. I'm not sure in terms of the production timing, because as you know, situation change.
Yeah.
You know, as I said, that's situation change tactics. So it depends on what the situation is and how much time I get to do the production.
Okay.
I can tell you exactly which date is going to be released, but I don't want to give out that date until the projects are completed and I know, so okay, fine.
Right.
This is what I have left to do, and these are the plans. So I work based on planning and situation.
Right. So Baby Girl is going to be your own personal, is that right? And The Poor Man is a combination.
Yes, it's going to be my person.
Right. And how you come to that title? You have a track by that name?
Yes, I have a track by that name, Baby Girl.
Okay. Okay, well, I look forward to that. I'm looking at this next track I want to play now. Tell Me, is that one going to be on your LP?
Yes, Tell Me is going to be on the album. Tell Me is produced by Friends For Real. You know,
right.
that is the label with Benji and Red Boom. Those are the guys who does the production on Tell Me and also Pour All My Life.
Friends For Real.
This is all your verse, yeah. Tell me that you love me, baby.
Baby, come hold and squeeze me, baby, and that I'll be your boy.
Finally getting some positive response in the shout box. Pick up yourself for that higher purse. Large up Jack Queen's sister Moon. Yes, she says she have this song in her head all day singing it. Pick up yourself for Mr. Feel Good. Yes, recognizing a huge talent here as Mr. Higher Purse.
Yeah, man, it's Higher Purse.
Tell me that you love reggae space. Come on and listen reggae space, and that you'll never leave reggae space now.
Yeah, man, it's Higher Purse. I represent for reggae space. That
sounds real.
This is Higher Purse. Yeah. Tell me that you love me, baby.
If that's an indication of some of the material that will be on your next LP, then I'm sure that it's going to be a very successful one. Tell me, as I say, there's some positive response. Jack Queen's been singing it all day. Big up Jack, Red Lion and Promotions, Lioness of Judah. Big up Mr. Feelgood. Where did the inspiration come from this one?
You know, I didn't have a clue. I didn't have any plan for this song. I went into the studio the afternoon, got a CD with three rhythms from Red Boom, and I was listening to another CD in the car coming home.
Yeah.
When I got home, I put a CD in the laptop, so I wanted to just listen to the rhythm to see what it's all about. And by listening to the rhythm, a melody came to me, and then the words just started to flow, and I wrote the song. And I think I wrote two songs that night for two of the rhythm, and I use a song that I had already for the rhythm.
Okay.
So the inspiration, sometimes the inspiration comes from the rhythm itself and the melody that I'm getting from it, the feel, the vibe that the rhythm is giving me.
Yes, that's the sign of a true artist, if you ask me. you know, the actual rhythm can sometimes speak for itself.
Exactly.
Okay, that's really good. Well, the next thing I have in front of me is the Sudden Death Rhythm, The Poor All My Life. And I believe this one goes back a little while, not too long maybe. How long before ago you dropped this one, Poor All My Life?
Poor All My Life was the last song I recorded, you know.
Oh, right, okay.
It's the last song I recorded. But that song was written several years ago.
That's what I'm... right, yes.
Song was written several years ago, but the rhythm that I got, suddenly rhythm, when I heard the rhythm, as a matter of fact, when I went to the studio one afternoon, the studio was being used, so I was outside having holding a vibe with the guys, and I heard the rhythm on a cell phone.
Okay.
And same time I heard the rhythm, I just started to put the words together, and you know, it just flowed naturally.
Right, and again, it's coming from your own personal life experience, saying you've been poor all your life, but the future is bright.
You see, I was one of those guys who was brought up very poor, in the inner city, and at the same time, you want to, if you don't have a plan, if you don't have ambition, you'll never get out of poverty, you know. So
yes,
you have to set a goal, set an aim, and work towards it.
Right.
So Poor All My Life is basically a remix of the first song I wrote, you know. I've not recorded that song as it, you know.
Okay.
Poor All My Life is a remix, because Poor All My Life, the first song that I wrote, that called Poor All My Life, it did not have any DJ section in it.
Okay.
DJ section is a remix.
Right.
And so, everybody, this rhythm just gave me the vibes to record that one before I record the original Poor All My Life.
Right.
Right now I'm thinking of not recording the original Poor All My Life.
Oh, right. So you're happy with this one?
Yes, I'm happy with this one.
And who is it?
And really give me vibes, you know?
Yeah. And which whose voice is it accompanying you here?
No, that's all me.
All of it you? Because it comes with a little bit of DJ style as well.
Exactly. That's all me.
Oh, wow. Okay, people. The most recent recording of Higher Purse, and you'll get a different flavor slightly, including a DJ style. It's on the Sudden Death Rhythm. It's a track entitled Poor All My Life.
That's real.
Yo, Red Bum. All my life I've been poor. But it doesn't matter no more now, because it's gonna be okay. I'm gonna make some money someday. Yeah, man, I approach the problem case again, you know?
I've been poor all my life. I work hard for my kids and my wife. But it's not okay, no way. I'm gonna make some money someday. What me say? Poor all my life, work for my kids and my wife. Me no walk with guns and me no walk with knife. Me no have no intention fit it nobody life.
You a grow, you we know, I a process so
Red Bull. You don't pay Kitato, me na dance a party. Me work for me do, I a purse when the mic open up your stage show. I feel make a money that I want you to know. Poor all my life.
What up the job? What up the job?
Well, that's another aspect of your talent that comes to the fore, because, you know, I was listening to this and I was thinking, why that DJ sound, all right, you know? and it's all you, Higher Purse, yes?
Yes, all me.
That's wicked. Tracks entitled Poor All My Life, Sudden Death Rhythm, most recent recording of the great Higher Purse live here on Reggae Space. Big respects, Higher Purse. Listen up, people.
Yo, Red Bum. All my life I've been poor, but it doesn't matter no more now, because it's gonna be okay. I'm gonna make some money someday. Yeah, man, I approach the problem case again, you know.
I've been poor all my life. I work hard for my kids and my wife. But it's not okay, no way. I'm gonna make some money someday.
all my life for my kids and my wife. Me no walk with guns and me no walk with knife. Me no have no intention fit it nobody life.
You a grow, you win who, I a process so.
Red boom, little youth play a tattoo. In a dance and party, me work for me do. And your purse from the mic, creeping up your stage show. My free make a money that I want you to know.
I work hard for my kids and my wife, but it's not okay, no way. I'm gonna make some money someday.
Listen this. Me no late, so be great as a big man thing. Miss King, anything can win me wedding ring. Me no brag, me no boast, me no inner flossing. Me no chat bar with him with the wrong timing. Come me travel abroad, autograph signing. Europe, Asia, the place we make jing sing. Me no gun genuine, who are we bling bling. Come me see if me money, me no squander a thing.
Hope you don't mind if I pull it up one more time, because this, it's kind of different, you know. I like the DJ delivery in this one. It works very well. Big up yourself, Higher Purse. Yeah, go on with good things, man.
Yo, Red Bomb. All my life I've been poor, but it doesn't matter no more now, because it's gonna be okay. I'm gonna make some money someday. Yeah, man, I have purse upon them keys again, you know.
I've been poor all my life. I work hard for my kids and my wife, but it's not okay, no way. I'm gonna make some money someday.
What me say? All my life work for my kids and my wife. Me no walk with guns and me no walk with knife. Me no have no intention fit it nobody life.
You a grow, you win who, I a process so.
Red boom, little youth play a tattoo. In a dance and party, me work for me do. And your purse from the mic, you pin up your stage show. My free make a money that I want you to know.
All my life I work hard for my kids and my wife, but it's not okay. Someday,
listen this. Me no late, so be great, cause a big man thing. Miss King, anything can win me wedding ring. Me no brag, me no boast, me no inner flossing. Me no chat bar with him with the wrong timing. Come me travel abroad, autograph signing. Europe, Asia, the place we make jing sing. Me no gun genuine, who are we bling bling. Come me see if me money, me no squander a thing.
Poor all my life I work hard for my kids and my wife, but it's not okay, no way. I'm gonna make some money someday.
Listen me. Pour all my life for my kids and my wife. Me no walk with guns and me no walk with knife. Me no have no intention fit it nobody life.
You a grow, you win who, I a process so.
Red boom, little youth play a tattoo. In a dance and party, me work for me do. I a purse from the mic, you pin up your stage show. I feel make a money that I want you to know.
Pour all my life I work hard for my kids and my wife, but it's not okay, no way. I'm gonna make some money someday.
Well, I'm sure that you can see what's going on in the shout box right now, Higher Purse. They're impressed by your DJ style. You see that?
Yes, I don't know, you know, I was encouraged to just sing and do DJ. Even when I was doing, when I heard the rhythm and was giving a little vibes on it, I was told by the producer to look at it, I just wanted to sing. You know, and then the next man said, no man, listen to the flow. You know?
Yeah.
So, I basically go in there and just do my thing.
Well, it seems to go down very well. And as, look, I just quote something from Williams. DJ coming up at the top of this hour. Love the DJ part. Large of Higher Purse. Sounds better than a lot of DJs that just DJ. Nice flow and clear voice. You should DJ more. What do you say about that?
Yeah, man, big respect, man. I don't know. We have a lot of songs that, like for example, there's a song I wrote called Love in This World. I just bring in mine more to the DJ part because I don't want to just hug everything, you know.
Okay.
So I have been writing, DJ lyrics some ever since I was in school, but I started to do, I started to sing since I got into the studio after 2002.
Okay.
You know, and I wasn't good at it. I was chased out of the studio by Sean one day, and I went back and I regrouped and I decided, okay, fine. In order for me to get my composition out there, I have to do something because no one is singing it.
Yeah.
Go out there and I do some. I practice, I listen, I learn, you know, because one of the hardest things for me at the time was to key.
Okay.
So I listen and learn and I ask questions. I'm not ashamed to ask questions.
Yes.
You know, I'm not upset with someone for correcting me when I do something wrong.
Yes.
You know, so that is how I learn.
Of course. That's a good thing. It's a big man that can do that. I'm not afraid to have people criticize them and learn from criticism and don't take it as an insult, you know?
But you have to know constructive criticism from different from destructive criticism.
Yes.
You know? So it's just you as an individual now to do your own analysis of whatever criticism you receive.
All right. Well, I have to say that it's been great having you with us tonight. A lot of people will see your name on the board and not really know who it is, but now they should have a good idea who it is. Before you go, you might want to think about who you want to big up before you go, but I want to make sure that you can let off any information about linking you, because you're coming to Europe soon and I'm sure you would like people to link you up to set up shows and events and such. Also, you might want to just say where people can get your tunes them. Before I got one more tune to play, Give a Damn. Okay.
Yeah, man, I your person represent for Father Yandis. Full of pattern and style. Profile can't spoil. Reggae space all the time. Boom shot.
Give a damn. You know, see that? Me a talk, not the politician. You see the one. Right with lyrics, I won't put them in a song. True. The only interest is you get them belly band. When me say, I your person, man. You know, sister, them not even give a damn. Who me a talk, not the politician. We rap with lyrics and we put them in the song. Them only interest figure get their belly bang. They feel so tough with lyrical flow. We chat with lyrics and we want them to know. Don't you take it to when the money now go. We have to hustle everything we make a do. You know she said they know even if I am. Send the police we stop the program. But the thing was that we use up to yam. And I figure it a good education. Politicians you feel listen take heed. Who wants that way they get the news need. Who don't know you just to get the news need. Everyone run where politics lead. I have first educated the nation. And get politics business from ninja man. Politicians don't give a damn. Them a buff up them chest. And I say them a demand. Bob Marley come back with the one love song. Fire power and go with me. The American just tuned on by the fireman. But you know she said them don't even give a damn. You know she said them don't even give a damn. Hike up the price for education. Cause a living full of inflation. Sometimes we can't even find food for yam. Who don't listen to me each and every one. Rich and poor, big segregation. Look on the gap in our education. The man drive Benz and a give a party fan. You know she said they don't even give a yam. They only come when you election. Put on guns in a ghetto youth son. And I tell them we go shoot another man. They feel no say we lyrically real. Express to them cause of that we are feel. But politicians just a give a raw deal. Sometimes we can't even have Sunday meal. I just push an educated nation. Them in politics business from ninja man. Politicians don't hear a damn. Them a buff up them chest and I say them a demand. Bob Marley come back with the one love song. Fire for Rome and Tony D. The many can just tuned on by the fireman. But you know she said them don't even give a damn. You know she said them don't even give a damn. Who me a talk to the politician. We write the lyrics and we put them in the song.
Well, hi, Bruce. I'm wondering now whether it's because you have experience as a singer that you can take to the DJ thing with such success. What do you think about that?
You know what is ironic? You know, that song you just played was recorded in about 2006.
Okay, right.
And I wrote that song because I was angry of what is happening in the country at the time.
Yeah.
you know, I was working and I realized that my salary cannot cover my bills.
Right.
And I'm listening to a politician giving speech because it was coming up to the 2007 elections.
Yes.
And they're telling us all kind of nice things, and I said, but they don't give a damn. So I just went into the store. I was on the street. I went in the store, asked the cashier for 2 bits of paper, and I sit in the store and wrote that song.
Right, right.
Because you know, just telling us about it's kind of something to vent my anger on what is happening in terms of powers that be, that they're, you know, saying things and they're not fulfilling their promises. So,
well,
you know?
Well, I was going on to say that, you know, this is a common feeling amongst the people, the ordinary people, all over the world. Because in this country, we
exactly.
say the same thing. I'm sure in Jamaica, they say the same thing. I'm sure in America and all over the world, they all have the same feeling about the people who put themselves into office and represent and claim to represent the people. They really don't care about the ordinary person. They're more concerned about themselves and seeking either seeking election or retaining the power. You see me?
Yes, but why would someone want to represent people or represent a country if they're not willing to represent the country?
Yeah.
What is in politics so much for them? You know, I am just saying that if you cannot do what you say you're going to do, leave it alone.
Yes, yes. Well,
you know, and then there's a message in that song to say that, look here, we're not all idiots. You know what does that mean?
Yes.
You know?
Yes, yes, that's right. And particularly in people in Jamaica, they will put it in a song and criticize the government and you know, I don't know, you know, I wish that more people in this country would actively criticize the government as much as they do in Jamaica through music. But over here...
Well, you find that they banned a lot of the songs that criticize government nowadays, you know.
Ah.
You know what I found with that song? When I recorded that song and brought the CD to a radio station and gave it to a disc jockey, he said he cannot play it, he don't want nobody to come and shoot him.
Oh, man.
You know, that's what he said to me, you know, that he cannot play the song. You know, because it was coming up to election time, play in 2007, that song was recorded in 2006.
Okay.
Because during 2006, there was this political campaign going on. You know?
Yes, yes, yes. Well,
I was angry when I listened to what is happening in the political arena as it opposed to people campaigning and what they're saying. And what I'm seeing is not what they're saying.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, that's... It's true, them have the power to ban. You know, they use the power to silence people, you know, who make genuine criticism and observations of what are going on. You know, because it doesn't fit with their election campaign, they ban it. It just makes
sense. You see, sometimes we have a thing called underground, you know.
Okay.
Where if they ban a song, we find ways of getting it out there, same way to the people.
Yes, yes.
You know, because we have mixed TV, we can just go outside in the street and just give it away, and everybody will hear it anyway.
Okay. Well, the clock is against us. I see it's touched the top of the hour, and I want to just make sure that people understand how to link up with you. I'm sure they can just search for Higher Purse. One of the questions I did have is where Higher Purse, the name, come from. Maybe you can tell me about that. But first, I just want to let off this email address, redbrickmanagement2003, all one word, @gmail.com. This is the address to reach Higher Purse to link up regarding European tours or probably to work together. So tell me, Higher Purse, how you arrive at that name, Higher Purse?
You know, I work in the private security industry in Jamaica.
Private security?
I am one of the persons who like do security management, do consultancy for various firms,
okay,
and set up their security system. And I took some vacation. I went abroad and I came back to get a job because they didn't want to give me vacation. So I forcefully took the vacation. I went to the US. I came back in 2001, about December 2001, and I decided that I need to get a job. So I went to this company, got a job. After 1 month, I resigned because I was looking at a job to satisfy my qualification at the time. So I took the job because I needed to take care of my children. So I resigned after a month. When I resigned, the owner for the company came to my house. He found me and he increased my salary for me to come back.
Okay.
When I returned, I ended up to be highest paid person in the department. So that's where the guys now saw me and said, what? I have purse. So that's where the name came from.
I see.
That's where I got that name from, 2001.
Okay, I understand that now. That's cool. Higher purse, true, you're getting the highest salary in the place.
In the department, that's the place, was in that department.
Okay, great. Well, it's been great talking to you. I'm really pleased that you found the time to spend with us. And as I say, a lot of people see your name in the shout box and on the bass and wonder who it is. Well, now they understand. And if you like what you hear, and I'm sure a lot of people do, make sure you hit the links, and they'll be coming up in the show box any second now. And if you want to link up for the European tour, plans at the moment to take in Italy and Switzerland and Spain and Sweden and hopefully France and maybe even the UK, we'll see. But hit him up on Red Brick Management 2003@gmail.com. redbrickmanagement2003@gmail.com. Big up yourself, Higher Purse. Anybody you want to big up before you leave?
Yeah, man, big respect. I want to big up all Massive and Crew in the short box that, you know, that listen this afternoon or tonight. I want to give thanks to Dags. I want to give thanks to Gotti, Mr. Feelgood, who is one of the men who put Higher Purse tune, Selector Roast Breadfood. All the DJs for Reggae Space. Also want to big up Sean Tennant, the first man who came in our studio, both who made the beats for Rust Cutters. I want to big up Maria Jackson, who is from Canada. Is a company from Canada that really teach me the business side of the music.
Okay.
So I have everything that is relevant in order to put the music out there. You know, I want to big up Gorilla Mafia Entertainment out of Florida. Gwen from Gorilla Mafia, she is the person who's dealing with my management at the time. She can be reached at lacroixroad@yahoo.com, one word. That is Lacroix Road at yahoo.com. Telephone number is 1-386-898-5969. Also want to big up the Friends for Real crew, Benji and Redboom, who are doing some crazy work right now, you know. They are the ones who are responsible for Pour My Life. And tell me, Red Bull is also the engineer that is responsible for the remix of Bittersweet Love. I also want to bring up the truly from the Red Brick management team, who has recently joined the promotion of Higher Purse and Russ Cutter's artist as well. Okay. You know, as the email address, redbrickmanagement2003@gmail.com. And you can reach us at 1-876-810-0114. You know, so big respect Yendis and team, big respect Al Massive and crew, big respect Ross Cutter's music team, and